Hello and welcome to Get to the Point, the podcast that gives the student perspective of what is happening at Point Road Elementary School. I'm Ellen.
And I'm Joshua.
Your host for today.
For today's podcast, we were able to get Mr. Lasko, our head of buildings and grounds, to join us and discuss the first phase of the renovation project at Point Road School. Thanks for joining us today, Mr. Lasko.
Thank you for having me.
Our first question is, we saw the bathrooms by the gym, they are all torn apart. When will you start putting it back together?
Well, hopefully next week they pass the inspections, and then the construction phase will start next week, or the following week.
How long will it take to get the bathroom done?
Hopefully those bathrooms will be done by the end of June.
What will there be next project at Point Road School?
So over the summer, they're going to start doing the other bathrooms when you're not here, and they're also going to be working in the music room and the art room, and hopefully all those projects are done when you return in the fall.
Okay. For our last question, anything else new you would like to share with us?
The only other thing I'm trying to get is new cafeteria tables for your multi-purpose room, so when you return after the summer, you have a brand new cafeteria to eat in.
Cool. Thanks, and we appreciate you being able to take time out of your busy schedule to join us today. Next, we received an email question from Mrs. Kniff's second grade class. What's the history of Point Road School? When was it built? What did the original building look like? Did the school offer every grade from K through 8?
We did some searching using websites and two books, A Sketchbook of Little Silver History by June O'Kennedy and Images of America, Little Silver by Karen L. Schnitzpan. Here's what we found.
Little Silver's earliest school was started in 1848. In 1852, a schoolhouse was built on the corner of Willow Drive and Point Road. Then in the early 1880s, the school moved to Rumson Road, and every student was in one building. And this is the funny fact. When they went out for recess, the boys and girls were separated by a high fence. That's crazy. Then, in 1899, the official Little Silver Grammar School was built, where Borough Hall now is. In fact, there was a large brass bell that rang, telling the children it was time for school. That's the bell that is now in front of Borough Hall. Stop by to see it sometime.
So here are some interesting numbers. In 1925, the total number of students was 102, and the school was getting crowded. In 1934, they started construction to build Markham Place School, and it was finished in 1935. But the town kept growing. In 1938, there was 184 students, and then by 1953, there were 621 students. By 1957, there were 902, and the town decided they needed more space.
Wow, Joshua, that's probably why. In 1958, they started construction on Point Road School. The school was opened in 1959. Did you know that by the main entrance, you could see the cornerstone for when the building was completed? Take a look next time you come in.
And the next time you walk the halls, think about that. When Point Road was first built, it was only the part that has the yellow tiles on the walls. In 1970, the multi-purpose room, cafeteria, art room, library, six classrooms, and music room was added. And in 2004, the gym and all the second grade classrooms were added.
Wow. Well, I don't know about you, but I just learned a lot about our school. Now let's talk about some dates.
Before we get to that, let's announce the Field Day shirt winner. And it is Stella Klein.
Congratulations, Stella.
Remember, third and fourth graders, NJSLA testing starts Monday, May 15th.
Good luck.
This Friday, May 12th, is the PTO plant sale. Who are you giving your plants to?
Just a reminder about some upcoming events. The kindergarten trip to the library is on May 16th, and the second grade trip to Parker Homestead is on May 19th.
We would love to answer some questions that you might have during our upcoming episodes. You can send in your questions by emailing prspodcast@littlesilverschools.org. You can also re-listen to our podcasts by visiting point-road-elementary.podbean.com.
Make sure to look for our next episode, which will be posted to Class Dojo. Thanks for listening.